Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, kanker paru-paru merupakan kanker kelima yang paling banyak didiagnosis di Australia, namun menyebabkan jumlah kematian tertinggi karena seringkali didiagnosis terlambat. Program screening baru telah tersedia mulai tanggal 1 Juli yang lalu yang diharapkan dapat mendeteksi kasus lebih awal bagi mereka yang berisiko paling tinggi yang meliputi penduduk asli Australia dan beberapa komunitas migran. Berikut ini sebuah laporan yang disusun oleh Deborah Gog untuk SBS News.
We used to see a large number of people in their middle age to late middle age coming in with problems breathing or coughing up blood or losing weight, and they would have a diagnosis of lung cancer. And I remember my first consultant, Dr. Ian Coutts, was a very, very gentle man, and he would sit on their beds and he would hold their hands and he would tell them that he was very sorry, but there was nothing that could be done.
Itulah tadi Dorothy Keefe yang berbicara tentang pengalamannya merawat pasien dengan kanker paru-paru terminal sebagai dokter muda di Inggris. Sekarang menjadi CEO Cancer Australia, ia ingin para profesional medis menghindari sebanyak mungkin percakapan seperti itu di sini karena kanker paru-paru merupakan bentuk penyakit yang paling banyak didiagnosis kelima di Australia, namun juga yang paling mematikan. Menteri Kesehatan Mark Butler mengatakan hal itu terjadi karena kondisi tersebut seringkali terdeteksi ketika sudah stadium lanjut.
Kills about 9,000 Australians every single year, or around one Australian every single hour of every single day. And one of the key reasons for that stubbornly high mortality rate is the late detection of lung cancers. Usually they're only picked up at quite a late stage in the cancer, making them very, very hard to treat and making survivability much lower than some of the other cancers where we're seeing survivability increase quite dramatically.
Anita Dissey dari Cancer Council mengatakan angka kematian akibat kanker paru-paru merupakan masalah khususnya di sejumlah kelompok migran. Dan tentu saja demikian bagi penduduk asli Australia, di mana jumlah diagnosis terus meningkat.
There are particular parts of the population that do experience currently worse outcomes, and that does include people who are living in rural and remote areas, those that potentially don't have English as their first language, but also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So in the case of this new national lung cancer screening program, we know that it has the potential to detect up to 70% of lung cancers in earlier stages.
Kini pemerintah Australia telah mendanai program screening dini nasional yang diharapkan dapat menurunkan angka tersebut. Pemindaian untuk mendeteksi masalah paru-paru biasanya menghabiskan biaya ratusan dolar. Namun Menteri Kesehatan mengatakan bahwa mulai 1 Juli tidak akan dipungut biaya apapun bagi pasien yang dianggap berisiko tinggi terkena kanker paru-paru. Kelayakan akan ditentukan berdasarkan usia, yaitu mereka yang berusia antara 50 dan 70 tahun dan memiliki riwayat merokok.
This lung cancer screening program will be targeted at Australians aged between 50 and 70 with a significant smoking history. It will entitle them to a CT scan every 2 years, designed to pick up any early evidence of lung cancer and allow them then to be treated, hopefully very, very successfully.
Menteri Kesehatan mengatakan masyarakat pedesaan dan terpencil tidak akan ketinggalan.
So in addition to rolling this program out nationally in the usual way, allowing people to go to their doctor and get referred for a CT scan at a place like Benson here, we'll also from later this year be rolling out trucks into regional communities with cutting-edge CT, mobile CT technology to ensure that every single Australian, no matter where they live in the country, has access to this world-leading program.
Bukti-bukti internasional untuk jenis program screening seperti ini cukup menjanjikan. Mark Butler mengatakan bahwa hal ini menunjukkan bahwa hingga 70% kanker paru-paru terdeteksi pada tahap awal melalui pemindaian CT dosis rendah dan kemudian angka kematian berkurang hingga 20%. Oleh karena itu, CEO Lung Foundation Australia, Mark Brook, berharap program ini, yaitu program screening kanker nasional, yang pertama kalinya dalam 20 tahun akan menjadi pengubah permainan.
Australia stands as leaders globally. We will be one of the first countries in the world to have a national lung cancer screening program that will look across Australia, and particularly because it's been co-designed with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, will support those people who have often been forgotten.
Namun, ada kekhawatiran yang muncul di mana mereka yang memenuhi syarat enggan untuk maju karena malu dengan kebiasaan merokok. Demikian dikatakan oleh Naomi Fitzhackerly, perwakilan konsumen untuk Lung Foundation.
There is such a stigma around smoking, and one of the things that you get told is that you've caused it. If you say, I have bowel cancer, they'll say, oh, okay, are you okay? But if you say you have lung cancer, or you have COPD, or you have any sort of smoking-related illness, people will all of a sudden switch off and say, oh, okay, yeah, so you did that, right.
Anita Dise mengatakan kekhawatiran lainnya adalah kurangnya kepercayaan terhadap sistem kesehatan yang mungkin dimiliki oleh penduduk asli Australia dan mereka yang tinggal di komunitas migran. Namun, ia mengatakan program pemeriksaan telah dirancang dengan mempertimbangkan ketakutan itu.
So all of those lessons learned have been built into the design and the rollout of the National Lung Cancer Screening Program. The program is designed to be equity-focused and culturally safe and person-centered. So we know that we want to ensure that those people who are participating in the program are having the best experience possible.
Mark Brook mengatakan bahwa stigma dan krisis kepercayaan tidak seharusnya menghentikan mereka yang memenuhi syarat untuk memanfaatkan pemeriksaan tersebut.
Our message at the Lung Foundation is a really simple one. This is a safe procedure, and we encourage everyone who meets the eligibility criteria, do not be put off by getting this screen. It will save your life.
Demikian laporan yang disusun oleh Deborah Kwok untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo untuk SBS Indonesian.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.